From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, November 11th. At 8:57, we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here this morning. We're seeing some pressure on the wheat market here today. Beans are trying to continue to build off of Friday's stronger close, and corn kind of stuck in the middle of those two commodities here this morning. So corn really not doing a whole lot here this morning. Of course, no banks today, no USDA numbers here today. So export inspections and crop progress will be delayed till tomorrow. So that cuts into a little bit of the general trading interest here to start the week. Of course, no export flashes as well this morning with the USDA being closed. Beans continuing to build off of Friday's close when the USDA cut ending stocks on beans by 80 million bushels. That was a substantial cut, especially based on what the expectations going into that report were. Corn continues to be well supported by a strong export demand overall. Wheat under some pressure with some decent rains being seen in wheat country here over the last few days. So seeing some pressure there as well. And the dollar is higher this morning, also impacting the wheat market. Crude down $1.50 or so. Brazil's almost 70% planted on beans, so that's about 10% higher than they were a year ago. So it speaks to the tremendous progress they've made here as the weather started to cooperate here over the last few weeks. So not seeing any real concerns right now with weather in South America. Still got a little bit of corn and bean harvest to go here in the U.S. Midwest, and that'll be interrupted a little bit with, looks like we've got rain chances here every 3 or 4 days here for the next couple weeks. As for prices here this morning, December corn at 430 and a quarter, down 3/4. March corn at 443, down 1¢ and a quarter. January soybeans at 1036, that's up 5¾. March beans at 1048, up 4½. At December meal at 299.90, up 370. December bean oil 48.63, that's down 14. December Chicago wheat 554¾, down 17¾. December Kansas City wheat 552¼, that's down 12. Livestock markets here are mostly higher here after a lower start on cattle. Things have perked back up here a little bit. We have February cattle 185.70, that's up 40. January feeders 241.60, up 17. Feb hogs 85.65, that's up 82. So a little lack of news here to start the week, so we'll see how the market continues to deal with that as the week goes on, but should catch up here with the reports here starting tomorrow. But two-sided trade here to start, Kimberly, and we'll see how the rest of the week unfolds.